Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's Ask Alice. Now, I feel like I've been going through this a little bit over the last few months. And so when this question came in, it felt like a really nice time to be able to address it and maybe give some of the advice that's helped me as I've gone through, like I said, this experience more recently. So the question was around what to do if you're in a slump. Now, it didn't specify that was an exercise slump or kind of just a general slump. So I've kind of taken it as more of a general slump. And I've written down some of the things that I think could be helpful in this situation. I think the first and foremost thing, and I had this big chat with Paddy recently actually, is to just tell someone. I am very much guilty of like being the lone wolf and like thinking that I can handle things and kind of just being in a bit of a zone where you just block people out because you think that you can stay on top of things. And maybe it's that you don't want to burden people with what you feel is going on for you. A lot of the time, I think a lot of people feel their problems aren't quote unquote bad enough to share with someone. You know, if you just moan and say, oh, I'm really struggling with sleep or with work or whatever it might be, maybe it doesn't feel bad enough to go to a friend who, you know, might be experiencing worse. But I do think that there's so much value in just sharing with someone that you're in a bit of a slump and you're struggling. I also remember going for lunch with Chessie, you know, maybe a month ago. And saying to her, you know, I feel like I'm in this bit of a work slump. I'm feeling a little bit unmotivated and I'm struggling with a few things. And just telling a friend who could then be like, oh, you know what? I had that and this really helped. And it just feels like you shared a problem. And I'm a full believer in the saying that a problem shared is a problem half, because it really is. And I don't think that you're going to, unless it's a bad friend, like obviously choose who you share your problem with wisely. But if you're sharing that with a partner or a close friend or a family member, someone that you trust and someone that you know is going to listen with an open heart, nothing is going to get worse as a result of you doing that. And if anything, that person might come with alternative solutions that you might not necessarily have thought of beforehand, or ways in which they can just support you. Like I know that when I had that really honest chat with Paddy, we had a bit of a brainstorm. We came up with different things that both of us could do that might take us into a different place and out of a bit of a, mine was particularly like a work slump. And it was really helpful having him to kind of, you know, soundboard those ideas off and also get some ideas from him. He works in a completely different industry to me. So in terms of swapping like, you know, like for like advice, it wasn't necessarily the case, but definitely like certain behaviors and habits that he's built and kind of worked into his own schedule and his own way of working are things that I could definitely look at and say, oh yeah, that's actually a really good idea. I think I might try that. So my first piece of advice is just tell someone that you trust, tell someone that you feel comfortable around. And you never know, they might come back with the best advice and the piece of kind of helpful know-how that can drag you out of the place that you're in. So that's my first piece of advice. My second, and it's a bit of a hard one, is to try and find the source of the issue. Sometimes these feelings can be all pervasive. Like they can sort of feel like an almost physical weight upon us. You know, it's a little bit harder to get out of bed in the morning, and it's a little bit more difficult to motivate yourself to do certain things like to exercise or to make a nice meal for yourself or to, you know, practice the self-care that normally feels easy for you. So when it comes to identifying what the issue is, it can be difficult because, like I said, it can kind of seep into every part of your life. But I do think that it's helpful if you can try and really sit down and work out, are there certain triggers or root causes that are causing me to feel the way that I am? you know, I referenced earlier about mine being a work thing, and I really had to dig into, well, what is it within my work that's causing this issue? Because it wasn't everything. So it was about what exactly is it, or if it's friendships and you're really trying to get to the root cause of what that is, or even if it's just like regulating your own emotions, trying to work out what triggers or what things are happening for you that are bringing up this feeling of feeling in a slump, feeling unmotivated, feeling low in yourself. Because in identifying what the source of the problem is, you are in such a better place to be able to identify what the solution might be. So it might take time, you know, and often the source isn't obvious. You know, it takes work to go through different things and identify what it is that might be causing you to feel the way you are. But I would just set the motions in place of trying to work out what it could be that's causing you to feel how you are. And like I said, as a result of that, then recognizing, okay, well, if this is the source, what could the solution therefore be? My next piece of advice is something that Paddy says to me a lot. And I say that with a pinch of socks. You might go, oh my God, when I say it, but it is a really helpful phrase. And it's that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting change. And it is a quote I come back to a lot in my life, because I think that often when we're feeling in a slump and we're feeling stuck, we're probably doing the same things over and over and yet expecting something to change. And so I always bring it back to, you know, you don't have to change everything, right? That's very daunting, particularly if you're feeling pretty low and unmotivated. But just trying to change one thing, small incremental changes, week on week, month on month, whatever might be manageable for you, can be what adds up to actually there being lasting change. If you're inputting the same formula over and over and over again, as many of us do, by the way, and I'm so guilty of this, and yet we're expecting something to be miraculously different, then we're going to drive ourselves crazy. So all I say is, if you're looking at life and you're in a slump and again, you're doing the same thing over and over and yet expecting change, try and look at what small changes you can make to make a difference. And it literally could be as simple as, I'm going to get up half an hour early every day this week. And in that time, I'm going to sit and write down one goal for that day. You know, it's a really simple thing. I always like to start my day with just writing down what's the most important thing that I achieve today or do today, and write that down. You know, maybe that's your change and you just try and do that for a month. Or maybe it's that, you know, your slump is a work slump. So it's like, what can I do within my work, within my role, that's going to make a difference to my output, my feeling of work, you know, feeling towards work, my ability to be productive, you know, whatever it might be, just changing something is going to be helpful. And by the way, changing that one thing might not be the fix, right? It might be that you change something and actually it makes it worse. But at least you've changed something and at least you've tried. And I think that's what I really want to kind of, you know, suggest with that point, is that just try, because you never know what might happen. And it might be a catalogue of errors before you get to the change that really makes a difference. But at least you've tried. And I think that that's really important.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
My next piece of advice, and I guess I find this really important to say as someone that works in the wellness industry, particularly in the fitness space, is to try and have more than one coping mechanism when it comes to feeling in a slump. I say this as someone who is a definitely recovering exercise addict and someone who used exercise for a long time as my sole coping mechanism. I am really passionate about kind of encouraging people to have a toolbox of coping mechanisms that they can lean on when they're struggling. Don't let it just be exercise. Don't let it just be food, which became another coping mechanism for me and a really problematic one at that. Don't let it just be, you know, leaning on one single thing. What I think that I would try and encourage you to do is look at having multiple coping mechanisms and leaning on all of those in equal measure as you try and ease yourself out of the situation that you're in. So maybe it's 5 minutes outside every day, getting up at the same time every day, doing some form of movement, playing your favorite song at some point during the day and speaking to a friend once a day. Do you see how you're almost like habit stacking those things? You're creating that kind of snowball effect of not just having one thing that makes you better, but instead trying to prioritize a number of things that you know make you feel good. And instead of just relying on one of those, trying to spread yourself out more evenly between them, because it might be that on a given day, you're just not up to exercising. You're really not feeling it. And that's okay, right? So we can't just rely on that to make us feel good. What other things could you therefore do that day that might also get you into a good place? I find it fairly problematic when I hear people say exercise is my, you know, I exercise for my mind. And if I'm having a bad day, the best thing I can do is move my body. Like, yes, you know that I'm here saying absolutely, exercise is so good for our mental health. And I highly encourage you to move every day. But as someone that's also experienced bouts where I have no motivation to move, and I've been actually in a pretty depressed state where exercise is so low on the agenda, I do think that it's problematic when we only see exercise as being for that. Like, exercise will always be there, but having other coping mechanisms as well is just really helpful and means that you're a little bit more well prepared if a bad day hits and you're not feeling up to exercising. My next piece of advice, and this is something that I really do, so I was like, I'm going to have to write this down because I'm so bad for this, as many of my close friends will attest to. My next piece of advice is on trying not to isolate yourself. Now, this is very easy to do, right? When you are feeling in the bottom pit of a slump and you're feeling really rubbish about yourself, your self-esteem is perhaps low, you don't really feel up to doing much, I can totally understand why, as a result of that, you kind of want to hide away from the world. And it's something that I, like I said, do. But I think that it's so harmful to trying to get yourself out of a slump when you don't lean on one of the most important human interactions, which is social connection. And it might just be that you have to limit yourself. Like, maybe your social battery is so wound down that you can only manage like a 5 or 10 minute phone call with one person. Fine. But what I would try and say is try not to, like, you know, kind of shut yourself off entirely, because I honestly, in my experience, it only serves to make things worse rather than better. Like, my previous default mechanism was to isolate myself and then to like eat loads of food on my own, and I'd feel even worse. And I'd end up just like in this kind of, rather than it being one day of a slump, it'd end up being a week of a slump, and I would not talk to people and I'd feel really, really rubbish. Whereas I now know that I do have great people around me and people that I can lean on. And does this mean this happens every time? No. However, I do try where possible to, even if it's just one person, tell them how I'm feeling, lean on them. And as a result, I do almost always feel better. And it does more quickly take me out of that slump rather than, like I said, me being in it for a week, sometimes even longer. So as hard as it is, try not to isolate yourself. There are definitely people around you who love you and who want the best for you. And if you can just lean on even one of those people, like I said, even if it's just for 10 minutes, I promise you, you'll be in a better place. My next thing, and I promise I'm winding down now, there's just a few more things on my list. As I'm sure you can tell, I'm very passionate about this subject, so it's definitely something that I've experienced. My next one is about, I guess, having some level of honesty with yourself. I wrote down here, be brave in identifying problems and then tackling them head on. And this is kind of, I guess, similar to point three, right? Where I said the definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting a change. When I say this, I mean that sometimes we have to be honest with ourselves about the things that are not serving us, or the things that we think are that perhaps are not. And sometimes it takes having brave and honest conversations with ourselves in order to extricate ourselves from certain perhaps situations or things that aren't serving us and that are making us feel the way that we're feeling. Maybe it's a friendship. Maybe it's a work situation. Maybe it's a relationship. Whatever it might be, I encourage you to be brave at identifying those problems. We can become very comfortable in situations and perhaps not recognize that they are not healthy for us. And so, as hard as it is, and oh my goodness, does it take guts to identify that there's a problem, particularly in relationships or in work situations, and say, this is not serving me and I need to remove myself, or I need a break from this situation. But I do think that it will serve you so well in the long term if you can be bold and brave at identifying those problems head on and tackling them head on. So I'll keep that one brief, but hopefully that was something that you identify with. My final one, and this is a real method that I like to talk about in my classes on the app and just generally, is knowing when to rest and knowing when to push. Being in a slump, it's important to say, could just be that you're really tired, right? Life is busy. We all get into these modes. Like, I'm sure you can hear, my voice is wrecked at the moment. I'm feeling pretty run down. I've been working incredibly hard and I can feel that I'm just tired. And so I'm not in a slump, but I can definitely recognize that I need to have a weekend and a long weekend at that's coming up when I'm recording this, where I pull back and I have a bit of time to myself just to rest and recoup. So a slump could be many things. Again, I interpreted it how I thought best, but it could just be that you're needing rest and you're needing to fill your cup back up so you're able to give back to the world in the way that you're used to. I know that feeling is very common for me. And, you know, I work in these big waves often where I have loads of energy and then I feel very tired and I have loads of energy and I feel very burnt out. So as I'm such a kind of giving person, I try so much with my energy to give as much as I can to my job and to what I do. And I'm so passionate about what I do. It does mean that I can sometimes go a bit overboard with that. And it means that I can run myself into the ground. And I just think that it's really important that if you are in a slump, identify, like, are you just run down? Do you need to take a weekend where you cancel all your plans and you sit on the sofa and you chill and you rest and you allow yourself space, even if it's an hour? Like, I realize that sounds like a huge luxury. And if you have children, again, even more difficult, but maybe it's just you give yourself an hour to say, I'm just going to have some time to myself. I'm going to rest. I'm going to go to bed early. I'm going to get up late, sleep, chill, like recharge your batteries. All of us need to know when to do that, right? And it's such an important learning tool because all of us go through stages of being, you know, kind of maybe energized and then feeling as though we're putting out too much that we're taking on, you know, kind of energy-wise. So knowing when to push and knowing when to pull. There are times in life where we have to push hard. I feel like I'm in one of those stages now. Like, there's lots of stuff going on for me, having to work really hard. And I'm okay with that because, like I said, I love what I do. But it does mean that I need to also then know, okay, it's time to pull back a little bit. It's time to rest. It's time to recharge my batteries so that you can then go for another push again. We are no good to anyone when we are burnt out and exhausted, right? Not our friends, not our family, nobody. So know when to push, but also know when to pull back to fill up your cup and to be able to come back stronger. So I will end on that note, but I really hope that that was helpful. Look, I totally, totally empathize with anyone that feels like they're in a bit of a slump. It's not a nice place to be. Nobody enjoys it. And it's not a permanent place if you can just start to put in place even one of the things that I've given you as a piece of advice today. So I really hope, like I said, that that has helped. If you have any other questions that you'd like to send in to Ask Alice, you can send them to the email that you can find in the show notes, or you can send me a DM on Instagram with the title being Ask Alice. So thank you so much for your question. I will be back on Wednesday with a very exciting guest for another episode, and I'll be back next Friday for another Ask Alice. So I will speak to you then. Bye. Give Me Strength is an Insanity Studios production. The podcast producer is Saffron Mirza and podcast production assistant is Abby Sandler.